Good Sunday morning. My name is Radar, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Public Affairs, and we appreciate you listening on all these Odyssey channels. This week, we have two guests and some really cool things to talk about, something that's really fun coming to the Milwaukee area, Deer District, as a matter of fact. We've got Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, and Wisconsin Craft puts on the 48th annual now Morning Glory Art Fair. And this happens August 12th and 13th, again, at Deer District. And we also have, it's important to know from the artists, and we are lucky to have artist Kelly Greentree here, who is also part of the Morning Glory Art Show, the Art Fair, I should say. Thank you both for being here. It's really interesting to hear about the Morning Glory Art Fair that's happening. We're hoping for good weather once again, absolutely. But Gene is sitting over there with their fingers crossed. Gene, you can tell our listeners more about the Morning Glory Art Fair much better than I can because you're the president of Wisconsin Craft, which again is putting on the art fair. What is it all about? Give our listeners a little bit of a rundown, a little overview about the Morning Glory Art Fair.
Sure. Well, if you've never been to an art fair before, our art fair is actually free, so you can just walk in to the event down in the Deer District, and there will be 130 or so artists there.
Wow.
And each artist is set up. They bring their own displays. They set up their tents, their displays, and then their work, and they are selling their artwork for the 2 days over the weekend. So it's a really great way to expose yourself to art in all different mediums. You don't have to have a ton of money. There's all different price ranges, and there's functional art for the home, so pottery, woodwork, some furniture. There's also art to wear, so jewelry, clothing, and then there's, of course, lots of art to adorn your home, paintings, drawings, things like that. So it's a really wide variety.
I think it's really awesome that you cover so much with the different artists. Now, you mentioned there's 130?
130.
Mm-hmm. Are they all from Wisconsin?
No, they are not.
Really?
So this is a national show, so we do draw artists from different states. This year, though, surprisingly, we have a lot of local and Wisconsin artists, a lot more than usual. Our percentage is a little higher, so that's kind of exciting.
That is really exciting. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And they also have some unique backgrounds as well. And again, thank you for tuning in to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the 48th annual Morning Glory Art Fair. And again, this is at the Deer District, August 12th and 13th. The backgrounds range from so many different things, as so many people are just come from so many different backgrounds, I should say. We have military veterans that are artists.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, this is interesting, a former auto body technician is doing, obviously, painting. Is it? I mean, that could be.
I'm wondering if that's Mark Winter, who makes sculpture.
Even better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you would think somebody who works in auto body would definitely do that. A nuclear contractor. This is kind of like the second career for some people.
Yes, we have I think that might be Andrew Kruger, who does ceramics and is just starting off his ceramics career.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of science background.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. There is a Lake Michigan surfer.
I think that's a photographer from Milwaukee.
Oh, that's perfect. And that's art right there.
Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got, some people may think art is, you know, painting or sculpting or something like that, but yeah, photography. People don't think about that very much as a part of an art form. And also someone who's lived in Italy for 7 years.
Yes, Francesco. He's going to be there for the first time with his pottery.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he's probably got a good background and has really got some experience living in Italy.
Well, actually, he's from Italy.
Oh,
so,
he is?
Yes. Uh-huh. And his wife, they make pottery together.
Oh, that is awesome.
His wife's American, so.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah. Again, we're joined by Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the 48th annual Morning Glory Art Fair, August 12th through the 13th at the Deer District. And again, as we mentioned right at the top of our public affairs show, artist Kelly Greentree is also here. And Kelly, you're going to be part of the art fair as well. And that, again, is put on by Wisconsin Craft. And your background is really interesting, I think. Tell everybody like where you got your start in art and what you do, what's your art background?
Sure. So I grew up helping my dad paint apartment buildings. So, I mean, from like the age of 3, he would let me go and paint the closets because it's okay if it gets messy.
Right. Doesn't matter if people are going to put their shoes and jackets in there.
Yep, doesn't matter at all. If I miss a spot, it's fine.
And it kept little Kelly busy.
It sure did, out of his hair. From there, I went to UW Milwaukee to get my degree in both painting and jewelry.
Yeah.
I kind of put the jewelry to the side and I'm focusing on painting now. But okay. Before I got to do that, I went to work at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Straight out of college, they were hiring because that's when they were actually renovating the building and putting up the Calatrava section.
No way.
So yeah. I was there when the wings were still being built and got to see all the behind the scenes of what they were doing with the art while it was closed. It was insane.
I bet, yeah. But I mean, you're part of history there seeing that.
Yep.
That's really wild.
Yeah, it was fun. So I was there working as what they called an art preparator, otherwise known as a gallery technician anywhere else. So I got to hang other people's, you know, artwork on the walls, build the pedestals, paint the walls different colors like you see for the new exhibitions that come in every couple of months.
And you had plenty of experience working with your dad doing that.
Yes.
So that's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty happy about that. They're like, oh, good. Someone we don't have to teach how to do this.
good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were there how long?
I was there for 13 years.
Okay. And you decided to kind of go in this route for yourself?
I decided that it was finally time to put my degree to use and actually get back to painting. And so I gave them my notice and I was like, good luck, guys. It's time for me to start anew. So here I am 9 years into the full-time artist painting.
You told them it's time for me to spread the Calatrava wings and fly myself and do your own thing.
Exactly.
What are some of your paintings that you do? I mean, because there are some artists who say, I like to do oceans, okay, for example. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you really like to paint and create?
So I mostly am doing landscapes right now. I work in oils, but I paint images so I'll go on location, take photographs, and then work back in the studio from those. So I'll get up at the crack of dawn to go watch the sunrise over Lake Michigan as many days out of the year as I can. I was up this morning. It was 5:41 that the sun came up.
Wow.
And then, if it's an inch, this morning it was a little bit of haze and then bright, bright sun. So, you know, I took a photo, but I probably won't paint this one. When there's, some really good, puffer clouds in the sky and you get all the beautiful colors, that's what makes an interesting painting. So I'll try and compose it in the photograph so then I can paint directly from that when I get back to the studio.
Are you someone whose friends go on vacation and say, would you like to see our vacation photos? And you go, yes, because that's inspiration for me. I want to paint that.
I do. I actually have some friends that live in Hawaii right now. One of them is a photographer who goes up in a helicopter to take pictures, and he has the most stunning pictures ever. Shout out to Andy Stenz.
That is cool.
Yeah, Andy, thank you for listening on the Odyssey app. Absolutely. That does sound really cool. And so you're doing your own thing.
Yep.
You're painting and you're selling. And that, Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the 48th annual Morning Glory Art Fair, August 12th and 13th at the Deer District. That's exactly what these artists are doing. They have their paintings, their photographs, or like you said, their pottery, and that's right there for anybody to purchase. And it's free to get into the Morning Glory Art Fair.
Yes, you can walk right in. And what's really nice about an art fair versus walking into a gallery is that you are actually, and it's part of our requirement to be in the show, is that the artists need to be there themselves selling their work. So you are interacting with the artist who made the work. And it's great. So you can ask questions. You can hear about their stories.
Yeah.
It's really, it's very personable.
That's the neat thing, too, is that when you go to this art fair, the Morning Glory Art Fair, is like you said, it's personable. You can talk to the artist and Kelly Greentree, who is an artist, and you will be part of the Morning Glory Art Fair, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, you know what, if you can paint this right now, I'll buy it? Have you had the paint on the spot type of thing?
I have had multiple requests from people that are just like, okay, I have this photo. Can you paint it? Obviously, I can't paint it right there. Oil paints take a few months to dry, typically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I have just this past weekend at a fair, I have a request for a custom painting. I was up in Appleton for a show, and they wanted a picture of Lake Winnebago. So they gave me, they showed me a photo and said, would this work? And I was like, I can make that work for you. What size would you like it to fit on the specific wall you have?
Wow. So yeah, you have to pick the size, and mm-hmm. that has to, and that's, I mean, painting it is one thing.
Right.
But to figure out the size and then also, you know, the size compared to what it actually is, that is incredible talent that you have.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice and a lot of effort, and eventually you kind of can gauge how big a wall is if they have a couch in the picture. Like, sure. They'll show you, this is the living room. What would look good there? You know, since I've seen enough pictures of rooms now with art hanging above things, I can kind of gauge and I can help them pick what would actually work to fit into their spaces.
So are you still working on this picture of Lake Winnebago?
I am. Yep, it's going to be an 18 by 24 size.
Wow.
So
that's a big size.
Yeah,
what's neat about
is.
Kelly, if you come to the art fair and look in her booth, she has all different sizes. So you have, what do you call your mini?
The small sizes, yeah, those I call the minis. They're a 6-inch by 6-inch small square.
That's small, okay.
So yeah, mm-hmm. and they're all original. I do all original works. The only like reproductions that I sell are the art cards,
okay,
which I sell... both to have a lower price point for those who, you know, they just can't afford anything expensive. So $5 for an art card.
Sure.
You can take a picture of the original that's hanging on the wall next to it home and frame it if you want, you know, if you want a small framed thing. It's also great for the children because sometimes some of them really get into the artwork.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, their allowance is... $5, $10 at best.
Taking the garbage out this month. There you
yes.
go.
Right. Yep. Right. So they're super excited when their parents let them pick out a card to take home
oh,
and
sure.
put, you know, on their desk or whatever. So
yeah, I was gonna say anything like that would be perfect. Like here in our radio studio, you know, just something to brighten your day. You know, something small. Or if you're in a cubicle, you want something to brighten your day. Mm-hmm. Boom, you can put it right there.
Yep.
That is really good information. So there's all different sizes. Does this happen now? Gene Wells, again, who's the president, to bring you up to speed here with our Sunday morning public affairs. She's the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the 48th annual Morning Glory Art Fair, August 12th through the 13th at the Deer District. Does most of the artists, do they have different sizes of things, different items to choose from?
Yes, yes. Most artists. This is what's also really nice about when you go to an art fair versus a gallery is that you get to see the breadth of this person's work. So very different size ranges, you know, real broader collections. Like they might just have a few pieces in a gallery, but you can kind of see the whole shebang in their 10 by 10 spaces that each artist has.
And so. That's going to be set up right in the Deer District,
right
outside?
On the plaza.
On
yeah,
the plaza,
we're
okay.
all outside on the plaza in rows. So you can walk up and down the rows. You can hit all the artists kind of... going up and down. And
we mentioned it's August 12th through the 13th, so it's mm-hmm. a Saturday, Sunday. What are the hours of the art fair?
The hours are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days.
And that's when artists will be at their booths?
They'll be all set up, ready to sell, yeah. I mean, it takes a good number of hours for the artists to set up. So, yeah, so they're ready to sell between those hours.
And you can buy right on site,
yes.
or if they have a website... Mm-hmm. Maybe
you
they can
like yeah perhaps you want to think about it.
Okay.
Most of the artists sell online, not all, mm-hmm. but you can get their card, take their information with you,
mm-hmm. and learn about some of the local artists like Kelly Greentree, who's here for our Sunday morning public affairs. You can learn all about their background. UWM, mm-hmm. right here in Milwaukee. Learn
local. Born and raised,
local, right here. You're buying local art from a local artist, and it's the whole thing about the Morning Glory Art Fair. Not only is it free, but it really brings people together. And now, Gene, what is one of the reasons why art is so important to people? Is it, you know, the I know that people like to have pictures hanging, and then we kind of touched on it a little bit. But what's the importance of art in our culture, in our society, and especially here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so, you know, I think there's two different ways to look at it. You can look at art in terms of what it does for the community, mm-hmm. and then what it does individually for a person, right? So community-wise, it's a great cultural asset, right? Right? It's also an economic driver. The arts really drive a lot in our economy, and it brings... not only economic value, but cultural value in terms of it shows us maybe another's perspective, right? It can enlighten us, or it's a form of communication, right? A nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
So it kind of gets your brain thinking in a different way. It can spark joy. It can spark confusion, right?
Sure.
It can, and so I think in that sense, culturally for the community, it's very valuable. And then there's the individual person. So let's say you take a piece of work home with you, right? You live with that. And if it's a functional piece of pottery, like what I make, you can use it every day. So I use the tagline in my work, it enhances your daily rituals. Right?
Oh, like that. Yeah.
And then for like in Kelly's case, you know, you put the painting on the wall. She does a lot of landscapes from different areas around Wisconsin and in the country. So if you've traveled to a place, you might say, oh, you know, look at that beautiful painting of Devil's Lake. I'd love to have
sure.
that on my wall. So it can spark memory, and then it does bring a lot of beauty into your home as well.
Sparks memory from a great vacation,
yep.
or just mm-hmm. that serenity of, you know, and the hustle and bustle of
peacefulness.
Life. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You look over at one of mm-hmm. Kelly's paintings and you go, Lake Winnebago, like you were talking about. Ah,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, there you go. I like to, because sometimes, and I'm sure you do this, Kelly, too, when you're painting that, you can hear the waves as you're creating them. You
yes.
can hear the ambiance of mm-hmm. what's happening at the lake or whatever landscape you're painting.
Mm-hmm. The birds chirping, you know, the yes. crickets, all of that. You're kind of just brought back to that place that you were when you originally saw it. When you look at the finished painting mm-hmm. and it's kind of magical. It's like, oh man, I want to go back there.
Yeah. It's not just something hanging on the wall like, oh, great picture. Because when you look at that, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about mm-hmm. you painting Lake Winnebago, and I can hear the boats or, mm-hmm. you know, the ambiance around the lake or pottery. I'm thinking right away a great cup of coffee mm-hmm. and just hearing the brew. You can smell the coffee mm-hmm. being brewed. That is what art is all about. So mm-hmm. it definitely lifting the mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's so great about art and what's great about the Morning Glory Art Fair. 48th Annual Morning Glory Art Fair, August 12th and 13th at the Deer District, right in the plaza. Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the Morning Glory Art Fair. Now, we've talked before, Gene, about Wisconsin Craft also sponsoring or putting on another show coming up at the end of September. What is that
yes,
one?
Yes, it is. It's called the Milwaukee Studio Tour. And that's a newer event of ours. This will be our fifth year doing it. It's a little bit more of an intimate event because what it is, it's not in just one central location. It's actually a tour. So this year it's bigger than ever. There's 22 different tour stops within the boundaries of Milwaukee County. So artists are opening up their homes or their studios or they're out on their front lawns. And with their work for sale as well. And most of us will have guest artists. So when you go to these different locations, it's not just the one artist.
Sure.
There might be 2 to 3 to 4 artists at each location.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's great, though. It's crazy good is what I'm thinking. Because if you go to an artist's home, you're going to see a lot more. I mean, granted, they're going to bring a lot of their artwork to the Morning Glory Art Fair, but you're going to see a lot more. You're going to see everything. Maybe, is there a possible chance of a tour of their studio?
Some studios are open for tour.
Wow.
Not all of them, because some of them are in mm-hmm. private homes. But
sure.
Yes, we have quite a number of studios that are actually open and you're in the person's studio.
Kelly, not to put you on the spot, but are you yeah. going to be part of that as well?
I am part of that as well. I will be setting up outside. We just have some spare bedrooms that are the studio, but I will be doing demos outside. So I'll bring my easel and all the paints and everything outside if anyone wants to watch a painting
yes.
happen.
Absolutely. That is mm-hmm. so interesting to watch how you can take a blank canvas and all of a sudden, what are you doing with this blue and the okay, there it is. It's the water.
Yeah. Kelly has to give a plug for her husband as well right now.
Yes.
Can you do that?
I can. So Steve Greentree is the mastermind behind Plushzilla, which is his creations of stuffed animals. So
really?
He makes from scratch patterns of typically animals like a cow or a bear or, you know, a sheep or something. Unicorns, dinosaurs, very popular. Dragons this year, big hit.
Big time.
Yeah. So he'll make the pattern from scratch and sew them all together, stuff them. And then you have this really awesome looking one of a kind stuffed animals.
So that's his business. He's mm-hmm. he does this full time.
Oh,
right?
Yes, full time.
And yep, this is his full time job.
Also hosted. He's on the tour as well. Yes. They both have their stuff for sale at their home mm-hmm. on
that
the lawn.
Is mm-hmm. awesome. And what is the name of the business again?
Plushzilla.
Plushzilla. Is there a website?
There is. Plushzilla.com.
Okay.
Pretty easy to remember.
There you go. That's really easy. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Gene Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft, putting on the 48th annual Morning Glory Art Fair August 12th and 13th at Deer District. And again, Kelly Greentree, one of the artists you will see there. And also coming up at the end of September, what are the dates of that event?
It is September 30th. And October 1st. Okay. So it's a Saturday and Sunday. It overlaps the months, but it's also 10 to 5 both days, the studio tour. And you can select which locations you want to go to. 20 tours is a lot, so maybe you want to focus on the south side, west side, north side, whatever your preference is.
One day,
is.
And then the next day you can hit the other side.
Do them all in 2 days.
There we
That'd
go.
Be good.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see both of you will be part of that. So
Correct.
Thank you so much. Yeah, art is so important in our city and in our community. So thank you both for being here as our guests for Sunday Morning Public Affairs.